glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
For all of my life, this time of the year has been filled with Christmas carols and hymns that speak of the incarnation. The season calls for shopping, buying, and wrapping presents. The Christmas tree is selected and decorated. Various kinds of lighting are strung on the inside and outside of the house. Along with other decor, they display our celebration of Christ's birth. The scheduling of family gatherings, cooking, cleaning, traveling, all tell of a special time of the year. Turning our eyes upon Jesus must lead us sometime to his birth. Regardless of the desire among the unbelieving and secular world to remove Christ from the season, however successful they may be, it doesn't dampen our spirit to sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." We recite those blessed words the angel spoke to the shepherds. "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." As we attend to the many extra things that come upon us, may we ever be mindful that this baby lying in the manger is the Savior who was promised to come.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who scorned his perfect love? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? You left your Father's throne above, so free and infinite your grace, emptied yourself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me?
Amazing love,
how can it be? I come before your throne to claim your mercy immense and free. No greater love will e'er be known, for oh my God, it found out me. Amazing love, God would die for me. Amen. would die, that you, my God, would die for. Amazing love, amazing love.
There are several significant prophecies about Jesus. To safeguard the world, these prophetic words concerning the Messiah were given. We can know that Jesus fulfills the prophecies spoken of the Redeemer and have a secure faith that we are following the true one sent to set us free from sin, saving our souls and leading us into eternal life. As I speak concerning Jesus and his fulfilling the prophecies given concerning the Savior, if you are not a believer, we pray that the word will come into your hearing so that you will be led to him. And for all of us who have faith and by faith have claimed him as Lord of our lives, may we find it a blessing to rekindle our faith in Jesus Christ. Let me share a few of the prophetic words concerning the coming of Christ. From the words of Isaiah the prophet, we find these promises and prophecies. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. There will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. From the inspired pen of Micah, we find this. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. And from Jeremiah, these words of prophecy concerning the coming of Christ. This is what the Lord says. A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and weeping. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more. And one final prophetic word from Hosea. Out of Egypt I called my son. Now these passages are recorded in our New Testaments as the life of Christ is unfolded before us in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are all attributed to the Christ, the expected Messiah, who would come and deliver God's people. The testimony of Scripture leads us to a faith in Jesus as the fulfillment of all these prophetic sayings, so we are led to see Jesus, who is called Emmanuel, that is, God with us. We see him as the Christ. The celebration of the birth of Christ carries many traditions among families, churches, and communities. Many of them have been passed down through the ages of time. They become a special part of the celebration itself. Most are adapted to the various cultures found among us. Yet the one thing that is not just a tradition is the fact that this child is the Son of the living God, that this baby, witnessed by those shepherds lying in a manger and wrapped in swaddling cloths, is the Savior. All the hope and peace of the world rests upon this truth. Jesus was born of the Virgin. He was born from David's family. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea. He fled to Egypt, lived in Galilee, and was called a Nazarene. Most important is the celebration of Christ coming to this earth through the will and the purpose of God. His coming in the flesh brought the Creator into the creation. This miraculous conception and birth, declared by Gabriel to Mary and then to Joseph, brings us face to face with the living God. It declares God's love. It calls us to believe. I see the evidence of faith in Christ showing up all over. Each night, the yards and the houses in our neighborhoods light up a display of faith in this one who is called Jesus. I pray that you who listen to this broadcast have placed your faith in Him. And if not, I would pray that the evidence given concerning Jesus Christ will in some way convict your hearts of a decision to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. That faith-based conviction should lead to your personal confession of faith in Him and a surrender to Him in a baptism for the forgiveness of your sins, setting you on a journey of life that glorifies Him as your Lord and as your Savior.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.